It's here and now. In a provocative article in Outside Magazine this week, senior editor and staff writer Grayson Schaefer makes the case for opening up more national parks to increasingly popular sports such as mountain biking and kayaking, a move which would require a pretty significant change in thinking at the National Park Service. Now, there are signs of change at top levels of the Park Service and also on the ground level in our national parks. For instance, on the Merced River in Yosemite starting next year. And Grayson Schaefer joins us from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Grayson, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first of all, describe to us what exactly is going to happen. What big change is happening on the Merced River in Yosemite next summer?
Well, this is a really exciting program that's been about 5 years in the making. Yosemite National Park, which is sort of one of the crown jewels of the national park system, has this new plan that they're rolling out this year and in the coming years, where they'll be allowing whitewater kayaking on parts of the Merced. There's also, it looks like the Tuolumne will probably be added to that list in the coming years as well. What this is a big management plan where they'll be trying to fix a lot of the sort of bad growth decisions, some of the bad planning that they've done in the past, rerouting some of the traffic issues, moving the ice rink that's sort of built there in the in the shadow of Half Dome,
right,
and essentially trying to make the park a little bit less Disneyfied than it had been in years past, trying to make it feel, I think, a little bit more natural than commercial.
Well, and in your article, you make the point that the Merced River plan is a really important part of the park's overall sort of, I guess, broader embrace or shift in focus because, I mean, historically, this kind of athletics and activities haven't even been allowed in national parks, right?
Yeah, and it's not so much that they haven't been, allowed in blanket form or that there's going to be a sort of major sea change, but that in general, there's this culture within the National Park Service that views recreation pretty skeptically. In the past, the idea of the national parks has been kind of to treat them like almost like a snow globe where, it's this sort of look but don't touch mentality.
Well, you quote that a frequent saying is that you're not allowed to roller skate in the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, that comes from Mike Finley, who was the former superintendent of Yellowstone National Park, among several others. And I think that sort of really illustrates this kind of culture within the National Park Service that wants people to, to drive through the parks, to sit quietly and to reflect up on them, but not really to get out into them and enjoy them necessarily, which is not to say that there aren't ways to do that. You can go climbing in certain national parks, hiking and backcountry permits are definitely available. But in general, when the Park Service is examining which activities to allow and which things to disallow, things like the Badwater Ultra Marathon, which had been run for a number of years in Death Valley National Park, suddenly finds themselves without a permit. The idea of whitewater kayaking in Yellowstone National Park has been off limits since the 1950s. The way that Americans recreate has changed fundamentally in the past 50 years, where, it used to be that you would go on a car road trip and you sort of have this image of, going out with dad and sort of this Leave It to Beaver era. And now I think it's much more about fitness and this sort of active lifestyle. People are into taking cycling trips. That aesthetic, I think, is really catching on, but it's bumping up against this culture within the National Park Service that looks upon recreation as, the agent of the park's destruction rather than as this sort of, this next generation of people who will probably be the great protectors and park stewards.
Right. So this is basically the heart of the point that you're making in your article, and that is that on the one hand, the Department of the Interior and Interior Secretary Sally Jewell, has announced this huge initiative to really do some aggressive outreach to a younger generation of people to help them fall in love with parks. I mean, you quote that at Yosemite, the average age of visitors is 38, but the largest group is between 46 and 50. So the National Park Service really wants to reach out to younger people. And they're really specifically targeting getting, 10 million urban kids into the parks by 2017. But you're saying that may be too narrow of a focus, that in order to get a whole new generation of young people to feel the same romance and love with the national parks as their parents did, that they got to reach more broadly and let folks in who want to cycle or climb, right?
You're right. That's right. And to some extent they do. But this is a case where their stated goal is coming into conflict with their, with their current culture. And, I think there was this park ranger who I spoke with in Denali National Park who laid it out really clearly, which is, you know, they're saying out of the one side of their mouth that they want to get all these kids into the national parks, but they're also making it difficult for people to do the kinds of things that that they want to do in the wilderness these days. And so, if, you know, if, like, for me personally, I don't actually spend much time in national parks. In one of my favorite river trips is on the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. And so where we actually put in is right at the outside border of the national park, which allows you to have, you know, to have things like dogs and campfires. And one of the things I think that it's important to say here is not that, you know, that you should just be able to run willy-nilly, you know, around every national park, bombing every creek, you know, mountain biking.
No X Games Yosemite, right?
Yeah, we're not saying, you know, I don't think we're saying that you know, we just need to throw out all the rules. It's about removing some of the skepticism, and instead of, you know, examining, say, you know, a mountain biking trail, the idea that there couldn't be, you know, one or two multi-use trails in every park. You know, you mentioned in Yosemite, the median age is rising. Among the National Parks Conservation Association, which is the sort of historical, you know, nonprofit guardian of the national parks, you're seeing that median age actually rise into the 60s. Meanwhile, there's another group that's coming up now called the Outdoor Alliance, which is sort of made up of these human-powered recreation groups. And, you know, they now have 100,000 members who are skewing mostly toward millennials. And so I think what we'll see in the, you know, in the coming years here is this sort of younger group starting to assert themselves more.
Did you see in your reporting that that maybe there is the beginning of some kind of culture shift, at least in a small way? I mean, we referenced the fact that the Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell, has that big initiative to reach out to young people. I mean, isn't that the start of exactly the culture change that you're looking
for? That's right. And if anybody understands this culture, it's Sally Jewell, who spent 17 years working at Recreational Equipment, Inc.
At REI, yeah.
It was one of the biggest recreational gear retailers in America. You know, if there's anybody who understands this, it's her. But at the same time, you know, the sort of institutional memory of the National Park Service is very much scarred by some of the earlier development that they had done. There was, you know, a program started in 1957 called Mission 66, which was responsible for, you know, building a lot of the, you know, thousands of miles of roads and sort of gift shops and a lot of the things that we associate with today's sort of national park commercialization. And I think that the Park Service still feels very much stung by that.
So how important is this, this sort of culture shift that you're calling for, this embrace of a younger generation? How important is it for the Park Service to really be successful here? Because, I mean, there's always the question of its long-term funding and being able
to... Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. I'm convinced if mountain bikers and hikers and equestrians are fighting about whether, you know, there should be new wilderness or national parks designations, it means that there probably aren't going to be new national parks designations. And we've seen that already.
Well, Grayson Schaefer is a senior editor and staff writer at Outside Magazine. Grayson, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Schaefer is making a more than controversial argument. He says he's already heard from users of Outside Magazine. But what do you think? Do you think it's possible to balance protecting our national natural treasures but let more recreation in? How would you do it? Let us know at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.